This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday he was shocked and saddened by the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse and the wounding of his wife in their home. He condemned what he called a heinous attack in a statement. The 53-year-old Moïse was shot dead and his wife wounded by unidentified gunmen in his private residence early Wednesday. Bouchy Edmond, the Haitian ambassador to the United States, said the attack that killed the 53-year-old Moïse was well orchestrated and carried out by foreign mercenaries. Edmond said he had appealed to the United States for help.
They have the necessary means to put the situation under control, because it is also, as I always said, a stable Haiti is in the interest of the United States.
Haiti appeared to be heading for fresh volatility ahead of general elections later this year. Moïse had been ruling by decree for more than a year after failing to hold elections, and the opposition demanded he step down in recent months. The search for victims of the collapse of a Miami-area high-rise condominium reached its 14th day Wednesday as workers uncovered more bodies from the rubble and officials sounded more and more grim about the prospects of finding anyone alive. The official death toll now stands at 46. At a news conference Wednesday, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said it is a difficult process with more than 90 people still unaccounted for.
As the magnitude of this catastrophe continues to grow each and every day since the collapse, our community and the world are grieving with all of the families who are living through this unthinkable tragedy.
Searchers have found no new signs of survivors, and although authorities said their mission was still geared toward finding